the last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Ashurlucat is a phrase I now associate with GA managers and players on a regular basis, but it has become so ubiquitous it is now in the Oxford English Dictionary. It's one of many new Irish words or expressions which have found its way into the Oxford English Dictionary. So who better to analyse this than Colm O'Regan, the comedian, podcaster and author of Gallivanting with Words, How the Irish Speak English. I suppose in this case it's also how the English use Irish words, although I'm not sure Ashurlucat has been picked up yet by any Premiership player or manager.
Not yet. I'm surprised they haven't, because it is the ultimate way. I mean, you work in broadcasting, you know the need to fill dead air from time to time. It is the ultimate way to say it best when you say nothing at all. And it is the first thing, almost before when a GA player or manager is interviewed, before even breathing, they'll say, Ashurlucat. And it just gets
you going.
Are they
abbreviated sometimes to just look at?
Look at, yeah. And look at, it's funny, like in researching the book, I was looking up look at, and there's a big debate over at what point, because it appears in America, and in fact, no less a person than, his name escapes me, but a speechwriter, I think for Nixon, wrote a big long article in the New York Times about how Lookit was of American origin. And then lots of kind of etymologists were looking it up, and they found that the moment at which it first appears there is in Irish context, is in areas where emigrants might have been saying it.
But it has become increasingly popular in recent years. Yeah. I only became aware of it, I'd say, in the last decade, as been a phrase you would hear on a regular basis when used.
I think what happens, or has happened a lot with Hiberno English, is the sheer volume of people being interviewed, you know, like in sport or in anything where they are trying to say something or get their thoughts together. You know, people weren't interviewed as much before. So phrases like, ah, sure, look it. And sure, at the end of the day, sure, we'll be grand. Sure, look, with the help of God. Like, you just didn't hear it as much because there weren't as many people being interviewed. But I'd say sure, look, it has been there in our genes for quite some time.
Gooboo has made it. And gooboo is one that has been used in Ireland since it was first coined by Conor Cruise O'Brien about Charlie Haughey's difficulties about the MacArthur affair back in 1982. But I'm surprised that the Oxford English Dictionary has said that it's most often used in a sporting context. I wouldn't have thought that's the case
at
all.
No, I would always, I mean, I'm very proud that it has made. I'm glad that we had a world-worthy scandal that gave rise to a word that is now, you know, it gives a certain cachet. And like, it's like snafu, which is, we can't say the full derivation of that, but it is to describe something at which something has gone horribly wrong.
Sorry, just gooboo. The full words were?
Grotesque, unprecedented.
No, that's at the last one. It's grotesque, unbelievable.
Unbelievable, bizarre.
And unprecedented.
Yes. And
you have to get it in the right order.
Yes. Just for anyone wondering what snafu is, situation normal, all something to up.
Yeah.
I think there'll come a time, and it's funny the way words, they just acquire their meaning, where people will forget where it came from, that somebody will use it in a context in, I don't know, Australian English, and then somebody else will go, where did that word come from? And they'll say, I don't know, actually, I've just always used it to describe things that were a political scandal. So it's kind of, it's great to see it. Travel.
There are other words that have gone in, which I thought has sort of gone out of fashion. I mean, when do you ever hear anyone talking about somebody been in the nip now?
Yeah, I don't know. That seems a little bit of an anomaly, and because it's almost associated with a more cheeky Blackpool end of pier kind of humour that you wouldn't necessarily need to say in the nip. You just say butt naked now. But it's great to see it. But I'm not so sure how Irish that one is, but we'll take it anyway if they're putting it in with under our bracket.
Okay, another one which, again, I'm surprised has taken so long, because I believe it actually goes back to the 19th century, but one that you'd hear regularly in Ireland is about putting a bit of manners on someone.
Yeah, and that was nice to see that, because I think, and I'm sure Gaelgor is listening, might correct me, but to put manners on somebody feels like a very Irish kind of form of words, because we do, like, for example, you know, an uncle of mine would say, instead of saying I got talking to somebody or I was talking to him, say I put talk on him, which would be like queer as a verb.
Literal translation of the Irish.
And queer as a verb is often used in that way to ascribe what you did, you know, to meet with somebody or to talk to somebody. So I like that. That's a nice one. I think that's one where it's a bit like I'm only after my dinner. I'm just, you know, Tommy and Teresh and my Ian Aaron. Like it has that original Irish in it. So it's nice to see that kind of preserved. And I love that we get, I still get a kick out of this every year when they bring in these words. You know, as a small country, we are obsessed when we get the mention abroad. Like we just love it. We're like, oh, they're talking about us. And I think this is the third or fourth time in this decade that they've put a gwall, to use an Irish word, of words in. And I don't know, I get kind of pride when I see it.
I love the way you use the definite article, the mention.
The mention, absolutely, yeah.
Hollier goes in. And that's, again, I would have thought that was a phrase for holidays, which would it be very Dublin, but has also gone out of fashion.
Well, if it serves no other function, if Hollier goes into the dictionary and becomes re-energised by it, and that might end the scourge of hollybops, which should be banned, or hollybobs, when people say they're on their holidays. So I think that if Hollier is the red squirrel that fights off the grey squirrel of hollybobs, then I am entirely happy with it going in.
Okay. Others, again, I'm really surprised to see that full Irish has gone in as a phrase referring to our breakfast.
Yeah, and it's like full Irish has been almost a euphemism for breakfast radio for all sorts, probably for tax arrangements with other countries in for a long time. But I think with the Oxford English Dictionary, they tend to be reasonably conservative in that they feel something has to have gained some threshold of cultural cachet before it makes its way in. Like from some of the ones from last year, or I think it was last year, things like Debs went in for, you know, the Debs ball. And I think some things went in because of Derry Girls, if you know what I mean. Like that it would, when something reached a certain level of notoriety, it said, right, I think we'd better put it in.
You see, Colin, I'm older than you are, but when I was growing up, the Debs was something that girls had in school. Lads had a grads.
Grads.
Good, you're the same as me. Yeah. And I can't get over the fact that in the last decade or so, that fellas are saying that they're having their own Debs. No, Debs is for girls.
Yeah, I lament that. I did not get traumatized over saving for it and experiencing the night for the word grads. It can't disappear from the dictionary because I suffered enough for the grads. But yeah, that grads was the Deer Park grads in 1996 was my grads. I don't know, what was your grads?
Northmull 1983.
Very good, yeah. Did the school have to do with it or did they cut you loose?
They had a little bit to do with us, but they cut us loose and I say regretted it afterwards. But anyway, that's another story altogether. We might talk about grads and Debs on another occasion. Other ones that have gone in to the list as well, Dukas.
Yeah, I like that. I wonder if I'm guessing why this year. So Dukas of, like, there's more increased, as it kind of means heritage, and there's a famous Seanóccle that a lot of people would have learned, Briseann an Dukas trí Chulainn an Chait, meaning, oh, you'd see, basically, the father was the same, essentially. And I think the Dukas collection, which you hear people talking a lot about, 1930s, the government were worried about Irish heritage kind of disappearing. So they did this very clever thing. They sent hundreds of people out to talk to thousands of school children and got them to ask their parents and grandparents about place names, about local legends, about pishogues and the fairies and, you know, such and such a strong man lifted this stone here and at this crossroads. And the result is this absolutely invaluable lore of an entire nation. And that's the Dukas collection. And I wonder whether people talking a lot more about that, I mentioned it in my book, and I know Manachán McGann was a big fan of it, and Michael Fortune down in Wexford. You know, folklorists love that because it is, and we should do it again. And we should send school children out to ask their parents, you know, what was there before that housing estate? Because it's when you get lots of people writing one page, you learn so much for future generations.
Listen, Izzy in Cork says, I agree with Colin. Please, can we get rid of hollybobs? I thought that only lasted a couple of years and then went away.
Maybe I'm still.
You've brought it back to me, though, this sort of thing. Okay, right. And then we have another listener suggesting, maybe this is one for next year, the expression three more sleeps or four more sleeps to something. Is that a peculiarly Irish phrase?
I don't think so. I see it. I think it was. It's always like a big event. Maybe it was Christmas. I think I've seen it around a lot of places. And maybe their Oxford English Dictionary is saying they don't like it and they won't put it in. But if it goes in, it'll go in under general neologisms, or however you pronounce it, where it's new words or new phrases. But I don't know it's specifically Irish.
Got to leave it there. Colm O'Regan, thank you for coming in. Gallivanting with Words, How the Irish Speak English is your book. Thank you very much for joining us.
The Last Word with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.